Wisconsin is home to more than 15,000 lakes and is bordered by two of the Great Lakes, Superior and Michigan. Being on the water is a hallmark of summer and part of the state's DNA. It's a lot of fun, but there are some dangers to keep in mind before getting on a boat or swimming. The Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project says last year there were at least 56 drownings on Lake Michigan alone, and there have been at least 19 so far this year. Our next guests join us to talk about how we can have fun and stay safe when we're out on the water. Now, how often do you go to the beach during the summer? What are some of your favorite activities? And what safety precautions do you take when you're out on the water, whether you're boating or swimming? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Jason Roberts is the recreation warden with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He serves the southeastern part of the state. Welcome, Jason.
Casey, well, thanks for having me.
And Teresa Coronado is a program manager at the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. She also leads the Beach Ambassador Program. Thanks for being here, Teresa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Teresa, let's start with the fun stuff first. What are some of your favorite water activities?
Well, sailing. I've been sailing since I was little. And swimming. We have the best beaches here in what's called the Third Coast. So those are some of my very favorite summer activities.
And how did you get into sailing originally?
My grandfather took me. I was 4 or 5, and he took me sailing on Lake Michigan. And I've just been sailing ever since. And now, as program manager, I get to teach sailing, which is, you know, kind of a fun summer job to have.
Now, Jason, turning to you, you are part of the DNR. You cover a big swath of the state. Do you have any suggestions for places to visit in the state to enjoy, you know, being on the water this summer?
Sure. Well, I mean, as you already mentioned in the intro, you know, Wisconsin just has a ton of water, 15,000 lakes. I know our state to the west likes to claim their 10,000, but we have more, and we have a lot of water. Every county just about in the state has a great quality water body for you to get out of, all different skill levels, all different styles, whether it's Great Lakes, whether it's inland bodies of water, or it's our river systems. It's just really key that you kind of tune your what you choose to do with your skill set. That's really the most important component in staying safe.
And where can people find more information about, you know, all that the state has to offer?
Sure. We've got a pretty robust website with the Wisconsin DNR's website that has a whole bunch of information, everything from safety courses and classes that you need to maybe legally take, in addition to other classes that you can take if you just have an interest in particular areas. There's also a lot of partners that we have with Wisconsin DNR, including the American Canoe Association, which has a multitude of different courses and skill level classes that you can take that are really enjoyable, and you also learn a whole lot.
Now, turning back to Teresa for a second, you are part of the Beach Ambassador Program, and that educates beachgoers about how to stay safe while they are enjoying the beaches that Wisconsin has to offer. Can you tell us a little bit more about this Ambassadors Program?
Certainly. Between the Sailing Center, Wisconsin Sea Grant, Milwaukee Water Commons, the Milwaukee Riverkeeper, and a couple of other consortium members, we thought, you know, with no lifeguards on the beach, or even with lifeguards on the beach, people would love to self-educate, to be educated about how to stay safe. And so the Beach Ambassadors Program, it's a pilot, so it's only at Bradford and McKinley this year, are just there to help people figure out where to find information about how to stay safe while enjoying the beaches here, and to really educate themselves, their family, and then maybe go home and educate their community so that people can feel welcome and safe on the beach.
And what are some of the things that people should be on the lookout for as part of the Beach Ambassador Program? How do you signal to beachgoers, say, you know, water quality, that kind of thing?
Well, the beach itself has great, the county parks has a great system with their system of flags with red, yellow, and green. indicating the different kinds of water quality or beach conditions. Mostly the flags indicate, you know, please check conditions at the MilwaukeeCountyBeaches.org website has a lot of that information that we just share with other people, like air quality, swim hazard risks, forecasts. And then we also point them to the National Weather Service beach hazard statements that they make for local beaches. So that also tells you what if there's waves to be looking out for or currents or conditions that people should be really aware of.
Teresa Coronado is a program manager at the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. She also leads the Beach Ambassador Program. We just heard a little bit about that. And Jason Roberts is the recreation warden with the Wisconsin DNR. He serves 9 counties in the southeastern part of the state. Now, Jason, the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project says there have been more than 980 Great Lakes drownings since 2010, and there were 108 last year alone. Why, if you know, have these drowning incidents become more common?
Well, I think, I mean, as everything or every topic seems to stem back to the pandemic, I think a lot of these, the last couple of years, for example, people have been, you know, recreating locally, which often, and we've had some warmer weather, has driven them to the beach areas. And I think Teresa can probably speak a little bit more to this, but you know, often we get out and we look at Lake Michigan like we look at an inland body of water, and that's not the appropriate way to look at it. It's a very dangerous body of water that has a whole host of different considerations when you're out there, especially for our swimming population along with our beach areas. The Great Lakes alone, you know, they have a very strong structural current that has to be considered, along as well as like longshore currents that I think a lot of our public may not be aware of, and the danger of riptides are just as present here as they are on the oceans. So I think maybe there's just a gap in knowledge of our public as far as how dangerous these Great Lakes can be. And it's just a separate skill set that really you have to be aware of.
We are talking about water fun and safety with Jason Roberts of the Wisconsin DNR and Teresa Coronado of the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. We will continue this conversation in just a moment. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. We're talking about fun and safety on the water this summer. Now, do you own a boat? How often do you take it out on the water? How much time do you spend on the water? And if you swim, how did you learn how to swim? And how do you stay safe? Call 800-642-1234 or you can email ideas@wpr.org. Our guests are Jason Roberts, recreation warden with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Teresa Coronado, program manager at the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. She's also involved with the Beach Ambassador Program. Now, Teresa, before we went to the break, you know, Jason was talking a little bit about Lake Michigan and the currents and how to learn about the currents on that lake, which they can be quite dangerous. What advice do you have for people to kind of learn how to read the lake?
It's always a good idea to take a look at what the local services are saying about the beach conditions. For today, though, there's a weather forecast that shows that there is going to be some hazardous current off the coast of Milwaukee's part of Lake Michigan anyway. And knowing that they are there means that when you get to the lake, you can look for smooth spaces or places that look like they have currents. But currents can happen anytime, especially near piers and jetties. And if there's a strong wind coming from one direction or the other. So it's, you know, both be informed before you go, and then when you get there, take a look and see what does the water look like. And then, of course, we do tell, as beach ambassadors, we do tell beachgoers if they are caught in a strong current to flip, float, and follow. So flip over, float on your back, and let the current take you for a bit because you will follow the coast. And then you can swim in. So a lot of drowning happens because people fight the current and they get exhausted. And it's better just to let the current move you along the coast, and then you can swim in when it's safe.
And how do you help people kind of internalize that flip, float, and follow guidance? Because our natural inclination is to panic. So how does that help people maybe tamp down that panic?
It's, I think, the same as when we teach younger children to stop, drop, and roll when it comes to fires, that if we just keep repeating the message, flip, float, follow, it's something that you just know to do, which means that as you're doing it, you know, you're probably going to panic a little bit, but a lot less because you have a plan. You have something you can do. And that should hopefully relieve some of that anxiety if you do get caught in a rip current.
Now, Jason, you know, at some of these parks, there aren't always, there might not always be help. What should you do if someone or if you falls overboard, maybe on a boat without a life jacket or a flotation device?
Gosh, I have to get right back in line with what Teresa mentioned. I mean, you know, the idea of having some competency in the swimming arena goes a long way. I'm a big advocate. If you have children, get them swimming at a young age, get them confident and more comfortable around water. But just realizing that if you fall in the water, you know, being able to turn on your back and slowing down your breathing, which is often harder to do than what you think, but having a plan and understanding what to do is gets you a long way in, you know, successfully surviving. You know, like I said, slowing down your breathing, but also taking a full breath. We will float. That is the key. Trust your body and trust the physics. We will float. But often people get panicky. They tend to get vertical in the water. And once you get vertical in the water, you tend to sink. So you got to kind of lay out, get on your back, and use your arms, use your legs. And remember to vocalize, make yourself known. Don't try to do it on your own. Make sure you call out and ask for assistance.
Jason Roberts is the recreation warden with the Wisconsin DNR. He serves 9 counties in the southeastern part of the state. And Teresa Coronado is a program manager at the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. You know, one of the things that we were just talking about is getting up to a comfortable level. Teresa, going to the beach, of course, can be fun, but the water might make some people nervous for, you know, various reasons. How do you work on becoming more comfortable with the water?
Well, I guess I'll start off by saying that having some sort of nervousness is always good. You want to have a healthy fear of the Great Lakes or any body of water. But you are right. We would like people to be comfortable enough to use them and swim, get cooled off. As the pools open, there are a lot of resources for getting swim lessons. I know that the county parks and the Milwaukee Public School System, as well as a bunch of other school systems, especially in Wisconsin along the lake, are doing their best to offer low-cost or no-cost swim lessons. And that's really one way of feeling more comfortable around water. And the other, again, is educating yourself and knowing what the conditions are before you go down, so you know exactly what it is you should be, you know, a little bit more aware of. Is the water going to be cold? Will there be a lot of waves? Is there predicted currents? And what is the water quality like? And knowing those things, I think, should give a sense of security so that you can enjoy yourself at the beach and not just be afraid of the water.
Now, Jason, we have been talking about swimming safety, trying to abate or trying to not drown with these tips that we've just heard. But there are also accidents on the water all the time in terms of people who are boating. What boating safety tips does the DNR have for people who are heading out onto the water?
Well, if you look at the last couple of years, as far as the number of people that have drowned or, you know, had an incident out on the lake, we're looking at 22 fatal incidents in 2020, and we're already at 16 here in 2021. And by far, the tip that I encourage and stress more than anything else is to have that life jacket. And I know it's very common sense, but if you look at who died last year, who died this year, of the 22 people that died last year, for example, only 3 of them were wearing life jackets. So often when people think of boating safety, they think of 2 boats colliding or crashing. which does occur on occasion. But by and far, the people that die out in the water tend to be people that, you know, jump off a boat and they know they can swim in a pool. They know they can swim in front of a pier. But swimming out in the open water is very different when you're dealing with other boat wakes and wash. You're dealing with very deep water often. You're dealing with, once again, like wind and other boats, waves and wakes, which if anybody's ever gotten a little bit of water down the wrong pipe, there's a bit of panic that takes over and things can go sideways really quick. So I just want to stress, wear a life jacket. I've been on this job for almost 20 years now, and I can't say I've ever recovered a person from the bottom of a lake that when I'd speak to the family, they never say he couldn't swim or she couldn't swim. They always said she or he was a great swimmer. So the bottom line is people that drown tend to be people that overestimate their swimming skill set and get in trouble. Wear a life jacket when you're swimming off of a boat.
It sounds like maintaining just a little bit of that healthy fear that Teresa talked about could lead to some really maybe some smart habits by wearing a life jacket, not overestimating your skill level and more. So, Teresa, I want to kind of bring it back to you. What programs are available to get people, you know, swim lessons in Milwaukee, maybe for younger people to get them more acclimated? While maintaining that healthy fear of the water, but to the water, so they can have fun but still stay safe.
The local pools that are open in the county parks all offer swim lessons. The YMCA has now reopened their lessons, and the Milwaukee Public Schools has a water recreation department that is doing, you know, their best during the pandemic, but usually does have really great easy access to pools for anybody that goes to an MPS school, which I think provides access to a lot of places that might not otherwise have access to water before coming down to Lake Michigan.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for joining us. And Jason, thank you for joining us. Teresa Coronado is a program manager at the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center. She also works with the Beach Ambassador Program. And Jason Roberts is the recreation warden for the Wisconsin DNR. They joined us to talk about how to have fun but stay safe on Wisconsin's lakes.